You're with Annie on Showreel on 3CR, your community radio station, and we're coming to the end of the program, but we're going to go out with a little excerpt from a conversation I had with filmmaker Fiona Cochran. She's made this film called Whoopee Blues, which is all about the Conroy boys, brothers, and the Captain Matchbox Whoopee band. And their careers. And it's going to be shown at the Nova on Saturday at 3:30. It's already sold out. There's going to be a Q&A. It's a sold out session, but I'm just letting you know that it's also going to be shown on the 15th of July as part of the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival, which is always screened at Nova. So if you want a ticket, you can actually book it now. This is the little bit of the chat I had with Fiona.
How did you come to the story of Whoopee Blues, the Mick and Jim Conway story?
Look, there's often a number of different things that sort of come into play and sort of end up contributing rather than one specific thing with this. I have done a number of sort of musical projects and like doing music documentaries, and I'd always liked the Captain Matchbox Whoopee band. And I read a book that came out some years ago, which I think was called Captain Matchbox. And yeah, so I read the book, which was interesting in a variety of different sort of ways, you know, because there's a number of themes that go through the film, the whole historical sort of period of the 70s in Melbourne, etc., which was, you know, the beginning of a lot of alternative arts coming together, which I've covered in a few documentaries, actually. You know, some great music, interesting stories and emotional stories with the story of the two brothers and in particular of Jim and his illness, etc., over the last 30 or 40 years.
The thing about the Captain Matchbox Whoopee band is that anybody who listens to them just get a broad smile on their face. I mean, watching the film, I had this broad smile on my face. They were so unusual and out there, even in the day, because they were this shining light of joy amongst rock and roll, really, weren't they?
Yes, they were. They were indeed, and they appealed to lots of people, and they were pretty wacky and pretty out there, as well as the music being unusual and joyful sort of music.
Yeah, and you've got footage which is really extraordinary of the Much More Ballroom, which is really, people don't know about this, and I came too late to the scene, but I've heard about this amazing John Pinder creation.
Yep, indeed. Look, John Pinder was, you know, he was instrumental in music, in comedy, in circus. He, you know, he was behind lots of those things in the 70s in Melbourne. He was hurt.
Oh, he was responsible for the comedy festival, which is now going gangbusters.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I have another documentary on Rod Quantock that goes through all of that too. but it's being edited at the moment. So I have covered this period quite a bit with stuff. Yeah, he was an incredibly influential person on all of those different art forms. And Melbourne was a sort of fairly unique in terms of lots of the alternative artists were all wanting to do things together. So you had APG, you know, with the Pram Factory, and you had all sorts of different people who really wanted to do a mixture of the music, the theatre, the all sorts of things, and later circus and the formation of Circus Oz.
It was art as politics in a way, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. And they were all wanting to do something different to your conventional British-based theatre companies, etc., and do more Australian, have Australian voices heard and, you know, put on more local content.
Yeah, because most people don't realise that it was a wasteland, actually, effectively.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing about these people was they were wild and wacky, and they also understood having fun was good.
Yes. Yes, with a bit of drugs thrown in there too.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing about this film is that you've got footage, which that's another thing that's really important. People actually took footage. And we're not talking video cameras here. We're talking handheld movie cameras.
Yeah, we have a variety of footage in there. We have the wonderful ABC GTK footage, which they nearly threw out apparently, but it managed to be saved by some of the ABC filmmakers from early on then. And there was one director in particular that did a lot of that sort of stuff, and he covered Captain Matchbox with quite a few clips, so that was fabulous to get that. There was a little very early, probably one of the very early Peter Weir films, which was about, which we covered, which was the TF Much Ballroom with them doing a song.
Yeah, wow. So that's where
which is from the archive. So we got that one. And then Chris Levain, who is still alive in Queensland these days, was a filmmaker in the 60s making sorts of experimental films, some of which included Mick and other musicians of the time. So Chris generously gave us access to his films from then too. So we had a variety of different good footage, yeah.
Was he responsible for the fantastic backyard blues session when they were
school? Yep, he did that. He did that first clip of the Jelly Bean Jug Band just when they were sort of transforming to Captain Matchbox, yes.
A wild and woolly time. If you want to catch up with a Whoopee Blues, buy a ticket to the 15th of July Melbourne Documentary Film Festival session.